नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयो मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नष्टकी। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 16 चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल किंग चित्रकेतु मिस द लॉर्ड टेक्स्ट नंबर 7 राइट। नित्तस्य अर्थस्य संबंध हि अनित्य दृष्टते नृषु जवजस्य हि संबंध ममत्तम तावदेव हि नित्तस्य अर्थस्य संबंध अनित्ता दृष्टते निशु जावजस्य हि संबंध ममत्तां तावदेव हि नित्तस्य अर्थस्य संबंध हि अनित्ता दृष्टते निशु जावजस्य हि संबंध ममत्तम तावदेव हि। Ladies, नित्तस्य ऑफ द इटर्नल अर्थस्य थिंग संबंध रिलेशनशिप ही इंडीड अनित्य टेम्पररी दृश्यते इज सीन नृषु इन ह्यूमन सोसाइटी यावत् एज लॉन्ग एज यस्य ऑफ हुम ही इंडीड संबंध रिलेशनशिप ममत्यम ओनरशिप तावत् दैट लॉन्ग एव इंडीड ही सर्टेनली Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. A few living entities are born in the human species, and others are born as animals. Although both are living entities, their relationships are impermanent. An animal may remain in the custody of a human being for some time, and then the same animal may be transferred to the possession of another human being. As soon as the animal goes away, the former proprietor no longer has a sense of ownership. As long as the animal is in his possession, he certainly has an affinity for it. But as soon as the animal is sold, the affinity is lost. Please repeat. A few living entities are born in the human species, and others are born as animals. Although both are living entities, their relationships are impermanent. An animal may remain in the custody of a human being for some time, and then the same animal may be transferred to the possession of other human beings. As soon as the animal goes away, the former proprietor no longer has a sense of ownership. As long as the animal is in his possession, he certainly has an affinity for it. But as soon as the animal is sold, the affinity is lost. Purport. Aside from the fact that soul transmigrates from one body to another, even in this life the relationship between living entities are impermanent. As exemplified in this verse, the son of Chitraketu was named Harsasoka, or jubilation and lamentation. The living entity is certainly eternal, but because he is covered by temporary dress, the body, his eternity is not observed. Dehinaspin jatha dehe, kaumarang jovanang jara. The embodied soul continuously passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age. Thus the bodily dress is impermanent. The living entity, however, is permanent. As an animal is transferred from one owner to another, the living entity who was the son of Chitraketu lived as his son for some time. But as soon as he was transferred to another body, the affectionate relationship was broken. As stated in the example given in the previous verse, when one has a commodity in his hands, he considers it his. But as soon as it is transferred, it becomes someone else's commodity. Then one no longer has a relationship with it. He has no affection for it, nor does he lament for it. Mukam karati vachalam pangul langai tagirin jatkipata mahamandre sri gurudna tarinam paramananda madhuvam sri chaitanya sharam. So in this verse, a basic principle has been pointed out, and Prabhupada is explaining in detail the point which has been explained in the translation, and that theme is the temporary nature of the relationship in this material world. So it is said, any relationship which is based on the mundane principle of sense gratification is temporary and is the cause of suffering. So here, the same son which was the cause of his enjoyment or happiness, the same son has become the cause of his distress. And that is the nature of this world. Now we are experiencing happiness from the fan. But after some time, maybe after 2 months, when we have freezing cold here, that same fan will be the cause of distress. That is a temporary nature. Actually, Srila Prabhupada is explaining, Brother Shastra explains, that everything is suffering in this world. But when the suffering reduces, we feel, oh, we are so happy. An example is given, in the early days, the king used to punish people by putting them under the water, drowning them. So when someone is inside the water for some time, he feels suffocated, as if he is dying almost. But when he is in that condition, they used to take him out from the water. Oh, he feels, oh, so happy. But after some time, again, he'll be put back. Because that is the nature of this world. And that's why those who are not in knowledge, when the suffering reduces, oh, they feel very happy. And they become attached to that condition. But those who are in knowledge, when happiness comes, they don't become jubilant. Because he knows it will go away. And in the same way, when the suffering comes, they don't become disturbed. Because they know this will also go away. Because both suffering and happiness are temporary by nature in this world. So that is the knowledge given here. But the problem is that when we become attached to certain condition, and Krishna has made arrangement in such a way that we become attached. Because unless and until we don't realize this, we will be in this world. And Krishna has made arrangement like that. Otherwise everybody will be out of this world. So arrangement is made in such a way that Krishna will create certain condition and according to our nature we will be attached to that condition. And we will continue our journey in this material world. So the fundamental principle is, according to Rupa Goswami, the whole suffering begins from ajnana, ignorance. And what is the meaning of ignorance? Not knowing our real identity as the spirit soul. That is the beginning of our suffering. So, and this ignorance expands. I am this body, and whoever is connected with this body is mine. So here it is said, Chitraketu realized that his son was temporary after his death. But we have to understand, any relationship in this world is temporary, before death also. And especially in this age of Kali, there is no relationship at all. We have relationship only with machines. We are very attached. Nowadays attachment is not with human beings. Attachment with animals and attachment with machines. That is the crude nature of the material existence in Kali Yuga. In Vedic system, people used to love people and use things. But nowadays, we love things and use people to get those things. Right or wrong? People are very much attached to the gadgets, laptops, mobile phones. People are enamored by this. Even with sadness in our devotee community also. Because that is the nature of this world. This is mine, this is mine. So relationship is very temporary, we have to realize that, if it is based on material mundane principle. So there was a doctor, he was a psychiatric, and he was running a mental hospital. So one of his friends came to see that situation. Actually the whole material existence is a mental asylum, in a broad sense, but he came to that specific asylum. And he was seeing different varieties of mentally retarded people. So while he was walking around, he saw in one room, one guy is sitting on the fan, because I'm seeing fan, so remembrance of fan is coming. So one guy was sitting on the fan and calling out, Rupa, Rupa, like that. So this friend could not realize what he's talking. Then he approached his doctor friend, said, why he is calling out Rupa, Rupa? He said, he was attached to a girlfriend, her name was Rupa. And somehow, what happened, Rupa left him and ran away with another boy. So he became mad after Rupa. So he came here, Still he cannot forget and calling out Rupa, Rupa. He understood. So then he go to the next room and he saw another man. He is also calling out Rupa, Rupa. He said, what's going on? Again Rupa, Rupa. So then he said, you cannot understand, this is the second one. This is a person with whom Rupa ran away, then again he left him. So this is the nature of this world. Everything is temporary by nature, but we think this is mine, this is mine. Nothing is mine. And this concept of ownership is the cause of our distress. So therefore we have to come out from this misconcept that relationship in this world is permanent. And that is the cause of our suffering. We think and we plan and sometimes we believe that something in this world is permanent by nature. So that's why this attachment is the cause of our suffering. And as long as this attachment will be there, we cannot experience Krishna consciousness. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to narrate a story. So in the early days, generally in the marriage party, means from one village to another, they used to take a boat. So one marriage party boarded on a boat, night time, and planning to reach that next village in the morning. So everybody slept and boatman was driving the boat. So in the morning everybody got up thinking they have reached the destination. But when they got up, they saw the boat in the same place when they started. The same place. Then boat did not move an inch. And they were thinking, what happened? What happened? The boatman was driving very nicely, sweating whole night, but boat did not move. And they are checking and they saw the anchor of the boat was not lifted. And that's why boat could not move. So in the same way, we are in the boat of devotional service, and sometimes ISKCON is considered as a boat, and we are thinking we are doing everything, very busy in devotional service. We are chanting, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the deities, everything is going on. But if the anchor is not lifted, the boat may not move. And that anchor is material attachment. So this is very, very important, that bhakti parasanu bhava virakti rannatracha. The symptom of bhakti that naturally will become disinterested is material affair. This is the symptom. One of the symptoms of bhakti, that bhakti parasanu bhava virakti rannatracha. When we experience devotional service, when we experience the spiritual touch of our devotional activity, the byproduct of that is we will become disinterested in material activity. So material attachment and Krishna consciousness cannot go together. That is very, very important. And that's why this is sixth canto. Even in tenth canto, Prabhupada is explaining that I am not this body, I am the spirit soul. Even in Rasa Leela, Prabhupada is explaining we are not this body, we are the spirit soul. Because that is the fundamental principle again and again brought in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because if anchor is not lifted, we can do so many things, but we cannot move forward in our journey to the spiritual world. So this is very, very important principle. So this is the problem. So what is the solution to the problem? Solution to the problem begins with spiritual knowledge. So when we have spiritual knowledge, sambandha gyan, real sambandha gyan means I am the spirit soul, I am part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and my duty is to engage in His devotional service. That is called sambandha gyan. So when this sambandha gyan manifests in our life, then slowly, slowly, we try to engage our activities with body, mind and words in the service of the Lord. And slowly, slowly, detachment manifests in our heart. So for that, we have to be open-minded. Otherwise, we think, oh, we'll maintain the attachment, at the same time experience spiritual life. So I generally tell a very interesting story for this. So there was a man, he was very hungry, and he was searching for food, and he was not getting any food. So he saw a beautiful temple. So he entered into the temple. When he entered into the temple, he did not see anybody, because there was only one man in the temple, and he was pujari, and doing puja on the altar. So then he was waiting, but he could not tolerate the pain out of hunger. He was feeling so much pain in the stomach. So generally in the temple, many pillars are there. So it is said, when you feel so much pain, if you put some pressure on the stomach, then you get relief from the pain. So what he did, he very tightly embraced one pillar, and by the pressure of that pillar, he was feeling so much relief. Oh, pain is almost gone. He was very happy holding the pillar. But the pujari, he saw that this man is suffering the pain because of hunger, and the solution is to give him some prasad. So he came and approached, "My dear gentleman, I know you are hungry, so I want to give you some prasad to eat." He said, "Okay, but I cannot give up the pillar." He said, "Why?" "Because the pillar is the relief of my pain. If I give up the pillar, then again pain will start." So he is very attached to the pillar. Why? Because it's giving some temporary relief. So then he said, "Unless you give up the pillar, then how you can eat?" He said, That I don't know. But I cannot give up the pillar." So that situation is applicable for all of us who is trying to practice Krishna consciousness. So pillar represents sense gratification. And when we are hungry for happiness, we embrace some of the pillar of sense gratification. And that gives some happiness. Otherwise, why people are so attached? So we embrace, then Guru comes, the Vaishnavas come, they say, "Prabhuji, you are suffering, and the pillar is not the solution. The solution is the food of devotional service. Please take it. Please take the holy name. Please take Srimad Bhagavatam." They said, "We'll take it, but I cannot give up the pillar. Because if you give up the pillar, then again suffering will continue. Because we have the fear of the pain of detachment. That is the problem. Because detachment has some pain, temporary pain. Unless you cultivate that pain of detachment, you cannot experience the bliss of Krishna consciousness. So simple example is given, just like when you have a disease, some problem in the organ of a body, doctor says you have to go through operation. You say, no, operation is very painful. How can I go through operation? Better it remain like that. Because he feels this pain of operation is too much for him to handle. But he doesn't know, if he goes through that pain of operation, after the operation is over, he will experience a healthy life. In the same way, the guru is like a doctor, and detachment is like the operation. So when a devotee voluntarily accepts that process of pain of detachment, then when he crosses over that process, then he will experience the bliss of Krishna consciousness. That is the principle. Prabhupada was a very expert acharya, and he was advertising very nicely. He said, "Chant and be happy." So people got attracted, because to be happy is very difficult, because people become hippies. So they got a good news that we can become happy by taking the process of the chanting of the holy name. So they join. But very difficult to experience whatever has been spoken. Then some reporter, I think, came to Bhaktivedanta Manor to see really that whether the devotees are experiencing happiness while chanting japa. Because Prabhupada said, "Chant and be happy." So when he came, He saw, you know, when japa session happens in the temple, you would see different varieties of devotees experiencing different kinds of experiences, right? Very difficult to finish 16 rounds. It's a struggle. So I heard that Prabhupada never gave the complete sentence. Prabhupada only said a part of the sentence, chant and be happy, but in between something is there. So that is chant, struggle and be happy. So why this struggle? Because that is the process of sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti is a struggle. But when you go through that, sadhana bhakti anartha nibriti, when you come to the stage of ruchi, then you experience the bliss. But from adho shraddha till nishtha is a painful experience. It's not so blissful experience. But if you have the faith, the process works. Sometimes people think, is it really working? 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, still no experience. But we have to understand that things are working. But the things don't work according to the way we want to work. We feel we are the controllers, no? So we feel, I am rendering devotional service, I am chanting the holy name, I am practicing sadhana bhakti, the way Prabhupada said, still I am not experiencing. Why? Feeling that I am the controller of the result of devotional service. But that is not the mood of devotional service. So therefore, we think that it's not working because our way of thinking is different, the way Krishna works. So one person was, met the Lord, and the Lord said, from tomorrow, you should push a big rock. So he said, okay. So he started pushing the big rock every day. But big rock, he is pushing, not moving. He is practicing for 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years. Rocks are not moving. Because rock is very heavy. Then he gave up hope that it's not moving. Nothing is happening. So Lord appeared, he prayed to the Lord again, Lord came. He said, how is everything going? He said, nothing is happening. He said, why nothing is happening? That rock is not moving an inch. Then Lord said, I never told you to move the rock. I told you to push the rock. Right? And you go and see your muscle in your hand. What was there 2 years before and what is now? So he saw he has a very nice muscle. So result is there. But we want to see the result the way I want to see. So nothing is happening. If nothing is happening, then why you are still here in Krishna consciousness? Something is happening. So that's the faith, that result will be there. So that faith we can gain when you have quality association. And I was giving a class in Bhaktivedanta manner, and I was telling, Tibrena Bhakti Jogena. The devotional service has to be performed, Tibrena, means very powerfully has to be performed. So one devotee approached me, Prabhuji, how that mood will come? Tibrena Bhakti Jogena. I said, why that mood is not there in our life? Then I asked, Parikshit Maharaj was intense in his devotional service or not? He said, yes. Then he said, I asked why Parikshit Maharaj was intense in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, Prabhuji, he knew within 7 days he will die. So that is the quality. We have to understand and realize the temporary nature of this material world. Then we can become very intense in our endeavor in devotional service. So Parikshit Maharaj had 7 days. But we are so foolish, we don't know that we have 7 days or not, but we think, I'll be serious after some time. That sometimes may not come in our life. That's why the seriousness or intensity in Krishna consciousness will come when we understand today is my last day. Then intensity will come. Parikshit Maharaj was very intense in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam because he knows only 7 days is left. And he was lucky. When he was cursed that within 7 days he will die, but he was a very powerful king. He could have counteracted the curse, but he was very intelligent. He thought that I can counteract the curse now, but it doesn't mean that I will not die. I have to die. But I am very fortunate now, I know I have 7 days. But in the future I may not get the 7 days notice. Just like Khatanga Maharaj. Khatanga Maharaj fought for the demigods. And demons are defeated. The demigods wanted to award Khatanga Maharaj. And Khatanga Maharaj said, you are the demigods. So please calculate how much time I have. That is a very important thing. Then demigods calculated and said, Khatanga Maharaj told Khatanga Maharaj, you have only 1 moment. And he completely surrendered. So Khatanga Maharaj, for him 1 moment was enough to completely surrender. Parikshit Maharaj had 7 days to completely surrender. But we don't know how many days we have, still we are not completely surrendered. So how intensity will come? So therefore, when we realize the temporary nature of this material world, then we cultivate the permanent relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead based on spiritual principle. And when we establish that relationship, then we are eternally situated. And for them, living and dying is the same. Prabhupada, when he came to Mayapur, he said, living in Mayapur and dying in Mayapur is the same. But we are like that. Prabhupada drank water and he was so happy. And he said, Mayapur, living in Mayapur and dying in Mayapur is the same. When you live in Mayapur in Vaikuntha planet, and when you die, you go back to the Vaikuntha planet. But we have that kind of consciousness. That is called eternal consciousness, spiritual consciousness. When that will happen, when death notice will come, we will not be disturbed. But if that is not there, we will be scared of death. Parikshit Maharaj was not scared of death. He said, Brahma Sapa Rupam. He was thanking the Supreme Personality of Godhead, my dear Lord. You have appeared in front of me in the form of a curse of a Brahmana boy. He was seeing the curse, the so difficult situation of life, as the supreme blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and rather you are seeing the Lord in that curse. And that is the glory of the pure devotee of the Lord. Any situation in their life, they see the hand of Krishna. Why? Because they know Krishna. So example is given, when a child sees a father with a dragon mask, small child, he doesn't know who is that guy with dragon mask. What will happen to him? He'll become scared. Oh, dragon has come, dragon has come. So he'll be scared of his father. But when the child grows, and when he knows about the dragon mask, and when he knows that the father is wearing it, and behind the dragon mask the beautiful face of the father, then when that father will come, he'll be scared. What he'll do? He'll take out the dragon mask and embrace the father. Because he knows. In the same way, when you are child in Krishna consciousness, when Krishna will give us difficult time, we'll be scared. But when someone is very matured in Krishna consciousness, when he knows Krishna, when he knows what is dragon mask, then when the difficult situation will come, he'll see Krishna in that, just like Parikshit Maharaj. That is the glory of the pure devotees. So therefore, establishing our relationship with Krishna is very, very important. That's why Prabhupada has given the process of bhakti. Bhakti means establishing relationship with the Lord. It is not an artificial process. It is a practical process of establishing our eternal relationship with Krishna. When that relationship is established by the process, divine process of Krishna consciousness, then devotees are very, very happy. Always happy. And when Prabhupada used to see the face of a devotee is not happy, Prabhupada said, what happened? Means problem, you are not Krishna conscious. If someone is Krishna conscious, in every phase of life he will be happy. Because he is in the hand of Krishna. And that is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. Haridas Thakur, he called death. He told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please allow me to die. Why? He is not scared of death. He arranged his death. So when pure devotee dies, that death is a festival. Just like Parikshit Maharaj, when he was dying, the whole saintly population, all the saintly people gathered together, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, just like a festival. But what was the ceremony? Parikshit Maharaj is going to die. So death of a pure devotee is a festival of learning. Haridas Thakur, he also told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am to die before your departure. When he declared that Mahaprabhu fulfilled his desire, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged his ceremony. It is like a festival. So this is the glory. So the life of a devotee is glorious, and death of a devotee is more glorious. So that is the principle. But if you don't have that spiritual principle of relationship, then death will be a fear. But when we have that eternal principle of spiritual relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, death will be a festival to embrace Krishna and go back home to Godhead. And that is the teaching Narada Muni is trying to give to King Chitraketu. And by that we should also relate that incident in our life and apply that knowledge so that we don't become enamored by the so-called relationship of this material world, because ultimately any relationship based on mundane principle of sense gratification will only give us suffering. And that is the principle is established here by Srila Prabhupada and also by Narada Muni in the text of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. So I don't know, time is up almost. You can ask one question, maybe one Prabhu, one Mataji's. Otherwise, if you don't have question, we'll end the class. Hopefully no question. Okay. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Samabeta Gaura Bhakta Vinda ki. Nithai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bhava.